Stark, Hans. Hans Stark, born the 14th of June 1921, died the 29th of March 1991, SS Oberscharführer, served at the Auschwitz camp from Christmas 1940 to November 1942, with an extended furlough from Christmas 1941 until the end of March 1942. In June 1941, he joined the political department. In preparation of the Frankfurt Auschwitz show trial, he was interrogated on the 23rd of April 1959. During the trial itself, he also took the stand. Here are some of Stark's peculiar claims. Stark claimed that the alleged gas chamber inside crematorium I had just one door looking like an air raid shelter door, but the morgue had two doors, none of which looked like an air raid shelter door. Such a door was installed only when the building was converted to an air raid shelter in 1944, when Stark had left the camp. Hence, he was reporting the situation as it has been shown since 1947 to tourists. He insisted that the roof had two round openings of some 35 centimeters diameter, although the orthodoxy insists that there were, and are again, four square openings measuring some 50 centimeters times 50 centimeters. Stark's statements during his pre-trial deposition and during his trial testimony about a gassing, in which he claimed to have directly participated, are contradictory. The gassing concerned either 200 to 250 Jews, or 150 or 200 Jews and Poles. The victims were gassed either for being Jews, including children, or because they were, quote, people that had been sentenced to death by a court-martial, unquote, but definitely without any children. Once the Zyklon B had been dumped onto the people inside, it took only, quote, a few minutes, unquote, for all to be quiet, hence unconscious. Yet the poison absorbed in the Zyklon B gypsum pellets evaporates and dissipates only slowly, so it would have taken at least 10, if not 20 minutes for all victims to collapse unconscious. After some 10 to 15 minutes, the room was allegedly opened, but it would have taken hours to ventilate a room, where Zyklon pellets keep emitting the poison for at least another hour. Stark reported about homicidal gassings in two wooden houses erected in early 1942 close to the railway ramp at Birkenau. However, Stark was not even present in that camp in early 1942. The railway ramp at Birkenau was built only in 1944, and such wooden gassing houses near that, or any other railway ramp, are completely unheard of. When shown photos taken in 1944 of Jews arriving at the Birkenau railway ramp, he confirmed that this shows the situation as he knew it. However, the ramp shown on those photos didn't exist during Stark's time at the camp. Stark admitted that he was a lavish consumer of Auschwitz literature, hence we are dealing here with a clear case of false memory syndrome. For more details, see Matonio 2016 C, pages 67-71.